mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. President Hagainde Hichilema to officially launch and commission the Kazungula Bridge Authority. Kabwata aspirant criticizes ECZ over delimitation process. Proudly Zambian campaign has urged citizens to support the national economy. Widespread violence erupted in Mexico following the army's killing of the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Matero Magic have been crowned champions of the Smart Invoice Basketball Championship. And now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema, together with his counterpart Duma Gideon Boko, President of the Republic of Botswana, will officially launch and commission the Kazungula Bridge Authority on 24th February 2026 in Kasane, Republic of Botswana. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, says the Kazungula Bridge Authority will oversee the management and operations of the Kazungula Bridge, a strategic infrastructure project jointly developed by the governments of the Republic of Zambia and the Republic of Botswana. Mr. Haimbe says the bridge is a critical transport and trade corridor in southern Africa, linking Zambia and Botswana and facilitating connectivity to regional and international markets, including the North-South corridor that connects to Namibia, Zimbabwe and beyond. He notes that the establishment of the Kazungula Bridge Authority marks a significant milestone in strengthening regional integration, enhancing cross-border efficiency and promoting economic development for both countries and the wider Southern African region. He adds that this is in line with regional and continental economic integration frameworks such as the African Continental Free Trade Area AFCFTA and the Southern Africa Development Community SADC Regional Infrastructure Agenda. Kafwimbi Francis, an aspiring candidate for Kabwata constituency in the upcoming August elections, has expressed disappointment with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over the manner in which it is conducting the delimitation submission exercise. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Kafwimbi says the process lacked proper structure and preparation, arguing the stakeholders were invited to a meeting without being provided with a draft proposal to guide their submissions. He stated that as custodians of the electoral process, the ECZ should have presented a draft outlining how constituencies such as Kawata, Munali, Matero and other affected areas are proposed to be restructured. According to Francis, stakeholders expected to review and debate a concrete proposal rather than being asked to suggest how the boundaries should be drawn from scratch.
So we can't come to a meeting that is seeming not to be progressive because there is one side of people who are saying no, Isetuana Munga ni Kumunali chali. But we are no Isetuana Munga Kabela ni Kumandebu chali. But they should have given us a draft so that as we are coming to this meeting, we can now start to argue what they have proposed to us. They should be able to see. Okay, so Kabwata, how have they cut it? Munali, how have they cut it? Mandebu, how have they cut it? Musalatin, how have they cut it? That is the kind of meeting I was expecting as a stakeholder to come to. But to come to a meeting where I'm starting to be asked how I want the constituency to be delimited, I mean, that is not my job. That is their job because they are the custodians of these elections. They have been doing elections, and for them to come up with a delimitation process, it means they have done research, they have a reason as to why this constituency should be delimited. So my submission is I wish they could do better than inviting us to a meeting that is not seemingly progressive.
Now, the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, proudly Zambian campaign, has urged citizens to support the national economy by buying local products and services. Campaign coordinator Rose Chikotola Tsichizia has noted that importing goods from other countries is giving jobs and money to those countries. She has also urged local manufacturers to take interest in the proudly Zambian logo to promote their goods and services and ensure quality.
This is a national bi-local initiative that was initiated by Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry in partnership with Zambia Association of Manufacturers. And the sole purpose is just to promote the production and consumption of quality products and services. The Zambian logo, as well as a proudly Zambian trademark, was patented. By supporting local products and services is a practical way that citizens can contribute to national development.
Okay.
I'll give an example. If you, for example, import goods that can be produced here locally or outsource a service which you can find locally, you are actually exporting jobs, taking the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
But if you buy locally, you use a service from within the country, you're keeping money within the country.
The Teaching Service Commission is this year expected to recruit 5,500 teachers, subject to Treasury and Cabinet approval. Commission Chairperson Daphne Jimuga says the 5,500 teachers to be recruited include 2,000 teachers who should have been recruited last year and 3,500 allocated for 2026. Now, ZNBC reports that Ms. Jimuga explained that the commission was supposed to recruit 2,000 teachers in 2025 after Treasury authority was granted in October 2025, pushing the process into 2026. She further stated that the Ministry of Finance has allocated funds for the recruitment of 3,500 teachers this year, but has not yet given Treasury authority. Mrs. Jimuga says once approvals are done, the public will be informed. Still in local news, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, commends the government's proactive decision through the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock to restrict the importation of livestock and livestock products from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth diseases, FMD, in that country. CTPD researcher Mukuka Chilalika notes that FMD poses significant risks to Zambia's livestock sector, particularly for smallholder farmers whose livelihoods depend on cattle, goats and other cloven-hoofed livestock. Mr. Chilalika states that effective livestock disease prevention requires not only emergency response measures but also predictable financing and institutional coordination across border control, veterinary services and local authorities.
While the temporary import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic livestock production and reduce reliance on imports. CTPD therefore urges the government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders. For Zambia to build a self-sufficient and resilient livestock subsector, strategic public investment, institutional capacity and proactive risk management will be essential to prevent disease outbreaks, whether regional or domestic, from undermining smallholder livelihoods and national food security.
We now take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. International.
Thank you for staying tuned. In international news, school was cancelled in several Mexican states and local and foreign governments alike warned their citizens to stay inside as widespread violence erupted following the army's killing of the powerful leader of the